Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Third Canto, Chapter 33, Texts 23 through 37. Devahuti attains perfection, and Kapila Muni's place of meditation. Texts 23 through 26. Maitreya continued. Thereafter, having heard with great eagerness and in all detail from her son, Kapiladeva, the eternally smiling personality of Godhead, Devahuti began to meditate constantly upon the Vishnu form of the Supreme Lord. She did so with serious engagement in devotional service. Because she was strong in renunciation, she accepted only the necessities of the body. She became situated in knowledge due to realization of the absolute truth. Her heart became purified. She became fully absorbed in meditation upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all misgivings due to the modes of material nature disappeared. Her mind became completely engaged in the Supreme Lord, and she automatically realized the knowledge of the impersonal Brahman. As a Brahman-realized soul, she was freed from the designations of the materialistic concept of life. Thus, all material pangs disappeared, and she attained transcendental bliss. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The previous verse states that Devahuti was already conversant with the absolute truth. It may be questioned why she was meditating. The explanation is that when one theoretically discusses the absolute truth, he becomes situated in the impersonal concept of the absolute truth. Similarly, when one seriously discusses the subject matter of the form, qualities, pastimes, and entourage of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes situated in meditation on him. If one has complete knowledge of the Supreme Lord, the knowledge of the impersonal Brahman is automatically realized. The absolute truth is realized by the knower according to three different angles of vision, namely, impersonal Brahman, localized supersoul, and ultimately, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, if one is situated in knowledge of the Supreme Person, this implies that one is already situated in the concept of the Supersoul and impersonal Brahman. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. This means that unless one is freed from the material entanglement and situated in Brahman, there is no question of entering into the understanding of devotional service or engaging in Krishna consciousness. One who is engaged in devotional service to Krishna is understood to be already realized in the Brahman concept of life, because transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead includes knowledge of Brahman. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmanohi Pratistaham. The concept of the Personality of Godhead does not depend on Brahman. The Vishnu Purana also confirms that one who has taken shelter of the all-auspicious Supreme Lord is already situated in understanding of Brahman. In other words, one who is a Vaishnav is already a Brahman. Another significant point of this verse is that one has to observe the prescribed rules and regulations. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Yuktahara Viharasya. When one engages in devotional service, in Krishna consciousness. He still has to eat, sleep, defend, and mate, because these are necessities of the body. But he performs such activities in a regulated way. He has to eat Krishna prasad. He has to sleep according to regulative principles. The principle is to reduce the duration of sleep and to reduce eating, taking only what is necessary to keep the body fit. In short, the goal is spiritual advancement, not sense gratification. Similarly, sex life must be reduced. Sex life is meant only for begetting Krishna-conscious children. Otherwise, there is no necessity for sex life. Nothing is prohibited, but everything is made yukta, regulated, with the higher purpose always in mind. By following these rules and regulations of living, one becomes purified, and all misconceptions due to ignorance become nil. It is specifically mentioned here that the causes of material entanglement are completely vanquished. The Sanskrit statement, anartha nivritti, indicates that this body is unwanted. We are spirit soul, and there was never any need for this material body. But because we wanted to enjoy the material body, we have this body through the material energy under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as we are re-established in our original position of servitorship to the Supreme Lord, we begin to forget the necessities of the body, and at last we forget the body. Sometimes in a dream, we get a particular type of body with which to work in the dream. I may dream that I am flying in the sky, or that I have gone to the forest, or some unknown place. But as soon as I am awake, I forget all those bodies. Similarly, when one is Krishna conscious, fully devoted, he forgets all his changes of body. We are always changing bodies, beginning at birth from the womb of our mother. But when we are awakened to Krishna consciousness, we forget all these bodies. The bodily necessities become secondary, for the primary necessity is engagement of the soul in real spiritual life. The activities of devotional service in full Krishna consciousness are the cause of our being situated in transcendence. The words Bhagavati Atma Samshraye denote the personality of Godhead as the Supreme Soul, or soul of everyone. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bijam mam sarvabhutanam, I am the seed of all entities. By taking shelter of the Supreme Being, by the process of devotional service, one becomes fully situated in the concept of the personality of Godhead. As described by Kapila, Madguna Shruti Matrena. One who is fully Krishna conscious, situated in the personality of Godhead, is immediately saturated with love of God as soon as he hears about the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Devahuti was fully instructed by her son Kapiladev on how to concentrate her mind on the Vishnu form in full detail. Following the instructions of her son in the matter of devotional service, she contemplated the form of the Lord within herself with great devotion and love. That is the perfection of Brahman realization, or mystic yoga system, or devotional service. At the ultimate issue, when one is fully absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Lord and meditates on him constantly, that is the highest perfection. Bhagavad Gita confirms that one who is always absorbed in such a way is to be considered the topmost yogi. the real purpose of all processes of transcendental realization, Gyan Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, or Bhakti Yoga, is to arrive at the point of devotional service. If one endeavors simply to achieve knowledge of the Absolute Truth, or the Supersoul, but has no devotional service, he labors without gaining the real result. This is compared to beating the husks of wheat after the grains have already been removed. Unless one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be the ultimate goal, it is valueless simply to speculate or perform mystic yoga practice. In the Astanga Yoga system, the seventh stage of perfection is dhyana. This dhyana is the third stage in devotional service. There are nine stages of devotional service. The first is hearing, and then comes chanting, and then contemplating. By executing devotional service, therefore, one automatically becomes an expert gyani and an expert yogi. In other words, gyan and yoga are different preliminary stages of devotional service. Devahuti was expert in accepting the real substance. She contemplated the form of Vishnu in detail, as advised by her smiling son, Kapiladev. At the same time, she was thinking of Kapiladev, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore, she completely perfected her austerities, penances, and transcendental realization. Text 27. Situated in eternal trance and freed from the illusions impelled by the modes of material nature, she forgot her material body, just as one forgets his different bodies in a dream. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A great Vaishnava said that he who has no remembrance of his body is not bound to material existence. As long as we are conscious of our bodily existence, it is to be understood that we are living conditionally, under the three modes of material nature. When one forgets his bodily existence, his conditional material life is over. This forgetfulness is actually possible when we engage our senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. In the conditional life, one engages his senses as a member of a family or as a member of a society or country. But when one forgets all such membership in material circumstances and realizes that he is an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, that is actual forgetfulness of material existence. This forgetfulness actually occurs when one renders service unto the Lord. A devotee no longer works with the body for sense gratification, with family, society, country, humanity, and so on. He simply works for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. That is perfect Krishna consciousness. A devotee always merges in transcendental happiness, and therefore he has no experience of material distresses. This transcendental happiness is called eternal bliss. According to the opinion of devotees, constant remembrance of the Supreme Lord is called samadhi, or trance. If one is constantly in trance, there is no possibility of his being attacked or even being touched by the modes of material nature. As soon as one is freed from the contamination of the three material modes, he no longer has to take birth to transmigrate from one form to another in this material world. text 28. Her body was being taken care of by the spiritual damsels created by her husband, Kardama. And since she had no mental anxiety at that time, her body did not become thin. She appeared just like a fire surrounded by smoke. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Because she was always in trance, in transcendental bliss, the thought of the personality of Godhead was always carefully fixed in her mind. She did not become thin, for she was taken care of by the celestial maidservants created by her husband. It is said, according to the Ayurvedic medical science, that if one is freed from anxieties, he generally becomes fat. Devahuti, being situated in Krishna consciousness, had no mental anxieties, and therefore her body did not become thin. It is customary in the renounced order of life that one should not take any service from a servant or maid. But Devahuti was being served by the celestial maidservants. This may appear to be against the spiritual concept of life. But just as fire is still beautiful, even when surrounded by smoke, she looked completely pure, although it seemed that she was living in a luxurious way. Text 29. Because she was always absorbed in the thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she was not aware that sometimes her hair was loosened or her garments were disarrayed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word Daiva Guptam, protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very significant. Once one surrenders under the service of the Supreme Lord, the Lord takes charge of the maintenance of the devotee's body, and there is no need of anxiety for its protection. It is said in the second chapter, second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that a fully surrendered soul has no anxiety about the maintenance of his body. The Supreme Lord takes care of the maintenance of innumerable species of bodies. Therefore, one who fully engages in his service will not go unprotected by the Supreme Lord. Devahuti was naturally unmindful of the protection of her body, which was being taken care of by the Supreme Person. Text 30. My dear Vidura, by following the principles instructed by Kapila, Devahuti soon became liberated from material bondage and achieved the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Supersoul without difficulty. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Three words have been used in this connection to describe the achievement of Devahuti: Atmanam, Brahma Nirvanam, and Bhagavantam. These refer to the gradual processes of discovery of the Absolute Truth, mentioned herein as Bhagavantam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead resides in various Vaikuntha planets. Nirvana means to extinguish the pangs of material existence. When one is able to enter into the spiritual kingdom or into spiritual realization, one is automatically freed from material pangs. That is called Brahma Nirvana. According to Vedic scriptures, Nirvana means the cessation of materialistic way of life. Atmanam means the realization of the Supersoul within the heart. ultimately the highest perfection, is the realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is to be understood that Devahuti entered into the planet, which is called Kapila Vaikuntha. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, predominated by the expansions of Vishnu. All the Vaikuntha planets are known by a particular name of Vishnu. As we understand from the Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam Anadam Ananta Rupam. Ananta means innumerable. The Lord has innumerable expansions of His transcendental form. And according to the different positions of the symbolical representations in His four hands, He is known as Narayan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev, etc. There is also a Vaikuntha planet known as Kapila Vaikuntha, to which Devahuti was promoted to meet Kapila and reside there eternally, enjoying the company of her transcendental son. Texts 31 through 34. The place where Devahuti achieved her perfection, my dear Vidura, is understood to be a most sacred spot. It is known all over the three worlds as Siddhapad. Dear Vidura, the material elements of her body have melted into water and are now a flowing river, which is the most sacred of all rivers. Anyone who bathes in that river also attains perfection, and therefore all persons who desire perfection go bathe there. My dear Vidura, the great sage Kapila, the personality of Godhead, left his father's hermitage with the permission of his mother and went towards the northeast. While he was passing in the northern direction, all the celestial denizens of the Charanas and Gandharvas, as well as Munis and the damsels of the heavenly planets, prayed and offered him all respects. The ocean offered him oblations and a place of residence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is understood that Kapila Muni first went toward the Himalayas and traced the course of the river Ganges, and again came to the delta of the Ganges at the sea, now known as the Bay of Bengal. The ocean gave him a residence at that place, still known as Ganga Sagara, where the river Ganges meets the sea. That place is called Ganga Sagara Tirtha. And even today, people gather there to offer respects to Kapiladeva, the original author of the Sankhya system of philosophy. Unfortunately, this Sankhya system has been misrepresented by an impostor who is also named Kapila. But that other system of philosophy does not tally with anything described in the Sankhya of Kapila, mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Texts 35 through 37. Even now, Kapila Muni is staying there in trance for the deliverance of the conditioned souls in the three worlds, and all the acharyas, or great teachers of the system of Sankhya philosophy, are worshipping him. My dear son, since you have inquired from me, I have answered. O sinless one, the descriptions of Kapiladeva and his mother and their activities are the purest of all pure discourses. The description of the dealings of Kapiladeva and his mother is very confidential, and anyone who hears or reads this narration becomes a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is carried by Garuda, and he thereafter enters into the abode of the Supreme Lord to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The narration of Kapila Dev and his mother Devahuti is so perfect and transcendental that even if one only hears or reads this description, he achieves the highest perfectional goal of life, for he engages in the loving service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no doubt that Devahuti, who had the Supreme Lord as her son, and who followed the instructions of Kapiladeva so nicely, attained the highest perfection of human life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 33rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Activities of Kapila. End of the third canto.